the law during the days of Hammurabi. Also, she looked suspiciously like Angie Harmon, and I couldn't help but think that was a deliberate ploy to distract me. "Thank you," Yule said, her accent oddly reminiscent of Cindy's. "The superhero known as Splotch, third of his name, sold his marriage to Asmodeus, King of the Devils, a.k.a. Case 392, the One Last Day incident." I looked back at Stanley. "Seriously, dude, what the hell?" Janice glared at him. "It was to save my dear old grandfather," Stanley said, throwing his hands up in the air. "He was dying due to exposure to scare gas by Solwyn. It's all my fault."
"He was exposed to scare gas 10 years earlier, Stan,"
Janice Jones said.
"He's like 92. It's not like he had much longer. If you wanted a divorce so you could hang around with that vampire cat person Calico, you should have had the decency to just say so."
"Don't bring my wife into this," I said, looking at Janice. "Mandy and I have only recently reconciled."
"And that involves your wife sleeping with my husband?" Janice asked.
"We're a very open marriage," I said. Finding out that Mandy had used to be Splotch's girlfriend before our marriage was just one of many things that I was discovering about my wife's mysterious past. Like she was the child of the Foundation's director, that she had a transgender son who had become a paladin, and that she was Joan Jett's cousin. Really, there was still a lot I didn't know about my vampire thief wife. "The key to a successful supervillain marriage is to keep things open and non-judgmental," I replied. "Which is to say she'd sleep with you, too." Janice's eyes widened.
"Please, God, kill me,"
Marco muttered, facepalming. It was extra bad because he was dating my daughter, Mimi. Rumors about him and Prism Girl aside, he was doing his best to be the next generation's Splotch, but a lot of people were still referring to him as the Black Splotch because he wore a black costume, obviously.
"It's not that, I swear," Stanley said, looking appalled. "I love you."
Yule cleared her throat. "Either way, Tetsuo Octid ended up passing away the following year despite being healed. Stanley Octid is suing for breach of contract, demanding return of memories and lost fandom due to the public scandal when his satanic pact was revealed. Advocating for him in this is Earth Supreme Archmage."
"Acting Archmage?"
I said, determined not to keep the title even if circumstances had granted it to me. "Gary Karkovsky, a.k.a. Merciless, the supervillain without mercy trademark, and Gary the Pink, Master of the Universe."
"Earth's archmages haven't settled on the exact color I'm using," I replied, annoyed at my designation.
"They really have," Yule replied, annoyed. "Gary has challenged Asmodeus for a traditional duel by music with his own soul as a wager. Should he win, the case will be awarded to the Octid and Jones families. Their marriage will be restored and all subsequent events cosmically retconned to reflect it."
"Assuming I want him back," Janice Jones said. "Seriously, you hurt me, Stan."
Stan looked down.
"I'm so sorry. Gary, help me out here." "I'm your cosmic advocate, not your marriage counselor," I said, feeling genuinely bad for Stanley.
Except for close family and a few lovers, Stan was my best friend in the superhero world. That didn't mean I approved of all of his life choices. It's like the director of the FBI said in all those arcade games, "Just say no" to deals with Satan. Marco raised a hand.
"Wait, one thing confuses me."
"One thing?" I asked.
"How do we all have memories of my parents' marriage if it was taken away?"
Marco asked. Asmodeus answered,
"For the sake of the trial, everyone's memories have been restored. Also, a lot of what would have normally happened during the marriage did so anyway, times being what they are. Like the birth of young Mr. Octid here. I was hoping dissolving the marriage would retroactively kill him."
"Hey,"
Marco said.
"You tried to kill my son?"
Stanley asked, horrified.
"Retroactively?"
"I'm the devil. This is sort of my thing," Asmodeus said. "Also, you really should have seen that coming."
Stanley looked disgusted with himself, as he should be.
"Who knew making a deal with the devil to mess with superhero continuity would have such an effect?"
"Everyone," I snapped at him.
"With great power apparently comes great stupidity."